If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you again for that great audience that participates each and every Sunday here on Biz Talk Radio. And I would like to welcome KGBC in Houston, Galveston, WQYK in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and WHFS also in Tampa. Welcome to the program, America's Dining and Travel Guide, now in its 28th year. Welcoming also a lady by the name of Francesca Libre, who is joining us from where? Hello and welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm delighted, Francesca. Where are you us from as we speak?
I am currently based in New Orleans, Louisiana. However, I am originally from Manchester, England.
I would love to hear a little bit about Manchester. Did you actually grow up there? Were you born in Manchester, England?
I was. I was born in a little town called Whitefield, which is not too far from the city center. Quite a normal, regular little town, nothing too exciting that goes on there, but it's a very nice place to live. I miss it very much. It's very different to New Orleans, that's for sure.
That's for sure, you're right. What are your memories of Manchester?
Cold weather would be the first thing that I would say. It's always quite cold in England, so I do not miss that. I've got a twin sister who I'm very close with, so I do miss her. I've got lots of siblings. I miss my family. We have great shopping in England. We don't have very great shopping over here in New Orleans, so that's something that they need to work on over here. But the food's better over here in New Orleans. much better.
What are some of the specialties, if you could call it that, in Manchester, England?
British people like savory pies, so we tend to eat things like meat and potato pie and steak and ale pie, that kind of thing, sausage rolls, baked goods, but more of a savory flavor as opposed to a sweet flavor. So I do miss that. I used to eat that stuff all the time, and over here everything's deep fried. So I've been trying to avoid eating too much deep fried food because it's not very good for the waistline.
What are some of the cakes that the Manchester people enjoy?
Some of the cakes?
Yes.
I don't know if there's a specific type of cake that British people eat. Desserts. We tend to go for things like chocolate eclairs, and Jackie, my co-author and best friend, is a wonderful baker, and She has a great little baking business in Manchester, and she makes all sorts of crazy creations for people over there. So people like to eat in England, though. We don't have the best reputation for food, but I miss British food. I think it's, you know, I grew up with it, and it was always, you know, I always have my favorite things to eat. So when I take my American fiancé over to England, I always try and convince him that our food is better than its reputation says that it is. So I'm doing my best on that.
You have a beautiful book called Gravity Cakes, not to
Thank
speak
you.
About the 650 step-by-step photos, which are gorgeous. Are you currently engaged as a international reporter in New Orleans? And who do you report for, Francesca?
Yeah, so I generally try and do American coverage for a British newspaper in the UK, although I cover a variety of stuff. A lot of times, most of the paper I write for, it's called the Daily Star, Daily Star Sunday. We cover celebrity news, entertainment, gossip, that kind of thing.
Well,
so,
you couldn't ignore what took place yesterday, right?
Of course not. Of course not. That's definitely something every paper is covering, I think.
Yes. Tell me, what do you think the British people, from what you have been able to ascertain, are thinking of our new president, Donald Trump?
Well, it's difficult to say exactly, as I'm not there, but, you know, from reading the papers and speaking to my family and friends, I think it all depends on what media outlet they watch. You know, there's a lot of biased media out there, so, you know, some people think he's wonderful, and I would say the majority of people are a little bit nervous, a little bit skeptical about Donald Trump, but, you know, I think they're open to seeing what happens with him. And I know the British Prime Minister is coming over to America, I believe, on Friday. So I'm sure that will, you know, hopefully ease any tensions and create a better bond between our two nations. So I hope, you know, people will give him a chance. I don't get a vote. It doesn't really matter what I think, but I think people probably are a little bit hesitant about him,
right,
which is completely understandable.
We basically don't discuss religion or politics. We do food and travel, but you couldn't ignore what took place here in the United States yesterday, the inauguration of our new president, Donald Trump. But anyway.
Yeah.
How is this your first book that you have ever written, Gravity Cakes?
It is my first book, yes. It's Jackie's first book also. We grew up together, we're best friends, and we've always wanted to work on a project together. And I being a writer and Jackie being a baker, we put our heads together and we came up with Gravity Cakes. And, you know, the reason we think it's been so successful is that nobody's ever done it before. And we managed to tap into something that was really up and coming. And, you know, we're really, really happy with the final product. There's some really great designs in the book.
Why the word gravity?
Well, they're gravity because they're illusion cakes. So you'll have a stack of pancakes, a cake that looks like a stack of pancakes, and there'll be a bottle of syrup pouring onto it. And we're going to teach you how to suspend something over the cake, so it creates the illusion that the cake is defying gravity. And we've got some really cool designs. Like I said, the pancakes. We've got some Easter eggs pouring into a chocolate nest. We've got a cake for all different occasions, Valentine's Day, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving. We've got a turkey cake with a baster of gravy pouring onto it. So lots of designs for all occasions. We should have done an election cake. We didn't think about that one, though, in time.
Well, stay with what's coming up on February 14th. You already mentioned Valentine's Day. What would be typically appropriate if you were to serve something to your loved one at home out of your book, what would you pick for Valentine's Day, which is February 14th, not too far away?
Not too far away, no. Well, we have a really beautiful cake, and it's actually one of the easiest cakes in the book, so that's another appealing part of this one. But it's got some gorgeous spiral wafers around the cake, and then it has some really delicious, like, chocolate truffles pouring out of a small chocolate box. So instead of giving your partner a box of chocolate, you can give them a beautiful cake with truffles pouring onto it. And, you know, for the photograph, we put some rose petals on as decoration. So feel free to do that if you want to present the cake to your loved one in a very grandiose fashion. So I would definitely recommend that one. And it's a really good one for beginners as well.
Wonderful. Now, are there any books that are similar to what you have written? Or is this pretty unique, Francesca? Francesca Libre?
Yeah, this is actually the only gravity cake book that has ever been made. We really jumped on it when we realized that it hadn't been done before. Jackie had made a couple of these cakes, and there was such a wonderful response to them. So we jumped on the idea, and we got a great publishing deal, and we're the only ones on the market. So
all right.
We're very proud of
Francesca
that.
Libre, stay with me. And congratulations to Jackie Friedman and you, Francesca Libre, my guest, live on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Give us a call. You heard the number. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host. And Francesca, don't go away. We'll look at your book. Gravity Cake is next.
Hever believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Hever International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit hever.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Live on a beautiful day in Denver, Colorado. Blue skies, 45 degrees. It's just gorgeous with the sun shining. Joining me from the very famous food city of New Orleans is Francesca Libre, who along with Jackie Friedman wrote a book called Gravity Cakes. Create 45 amazing cakes, and don't forget, and I can't forget, 650 step-by-step photos. Beautifully done. Please let the listeners get an idea. Are these recipes not only fun, but fairly easy to produce, Francesca?
Oh, yeah. One of the best things about this book is that I'm an amateur chef, amateur baker. Jackie's much more talented than I am. So Jackie was able to bring some really specialty designs to the book, but also what was really important to us was that we offered designs that were really easy for everybody. So I essentially served as a guinea pig at times and would practice some of the easier cakes. So if I can do it, you know, anyone can do it. And one of the things that's really good about the book is that there's a lot of designs that require quite a simple template to get started, and that's just, you know, two cakes stacked on top of each other. So we encourage people, if they don't want to bake or they don't feel comfortable baking, they can go and buy a box mix, or they can go and buy a cake from a bakery and use that cake and then decorate the cake from there. So we'll teach you how to decorate a cake. How you choose to come across the cake is completely up to you. It won't work for all of the designs, but for some of them, that's definitely an option. So we think that's really appealing for people that aren't great bakers.
Now, cake icing recipes, that's something you talk about when you have the cake, and you can actually do the icing yourself, correct?
Yeah, we provide three lovely recipes that we came up with in the book that we encourage people to try. They're really easy, really delicious. But again, feel free to use your own flavors and your mother's recipe, or go and buy a buttercream if you don't want to make one yourself. But a lot of the cakes do require buttercream, either just for crumb coating or for creating some really pretty designs.
You know what's interesting? You give along the way, while you give out Lambo chocolate chip cookies, vanilla butter icing, lemon butter icing, you give out tips. And that's something unique. What do the tips contain, and what do they speak about, Francesca?
I think the tips are really just there to make people feel more comfortable when they're making these cakes, because initially you might think this is going to be quite daunting. Even though, you know, someone's telling you that they're quite easy, you look at the picture and you think, I can't make that. But you really can, and if you follow the instructions and just read our helpful little tips, you know, they'll help you along the way. You know, sometimes if we instruct you to use some chocolate to stick a piece of candy onto the cake, we might just suggest that you wait a minute for it to harden and dry before trying to stick the next piece on top, otherwise the whole thing will melt. So just small little tips like that that will make all the difference in helping you along the way.
That's very helpful. You have some beautiful photography on the page where it says easy cakes. And who did the photography throughout the book?
We had a great photographer called Neil Langan. He was in Manchester. I went home for a summer, and we did a big photo shoot for about 6 weeks. We actually did the shoot at my parents' house in Manchester, England, so I have to give them a shout-out for letting us take over their kitchen. But we turned the kitchen into a photo studio, and Neil did a great job. And
wonderful.
I was acting as a hand model, so those are my glorious hands showing you how to make these cakes.
Yeah, you know, the photographs are mouth-watering. I want to eat the page. Now, under the chapter of easy cakes, which ones would you recommend, particularly now that Valentine's Day is not far away?
I'm going to have to recommend the Valentine's Day one if Valentine's Day is not far away. But I think my personal favorite in the easy cakes from memory is probably the Easter egg nest. I just think it came out so beautifully, and it lets you have a little bit of fun decorating it, but it's not too challenging where you'd feel overwhelmed. And I thought the final product looked gorgeous. And, you know, Easter's not too far away either, so you can impress your family with that one if you're not ready by Valentine's Day.
Talking about Manchester, England, where you grew up, what's the English tea party all about in your book?
Oh, well, you know, being British, we felt that we needed to incorporate that into the book somehow. So we thought, let's do an English tea party. And I think more fun than making that cake was actually when Jackie and I made it. We ate scones and jam and drank tea for hours. I think we actually have a picture of us putting whipped cream straight from the can for a while we were making that cake. It was a fun one. So if you're in the British spirit, definitely that's, and that one's a really simple one as well, actually. The easy category is, I think, going to be the most popular category, definitely, because they're just as beautiful as all of the other cakes, but much easier.
Okay, what's the next chapter we should mention to my America's Dining and Travel Guide auction audience? Waffles are quite popular, aren't they, for breakfast?
Waffles are very popular for breakfast. I live about 5 minutes from a Waffle House, so I'm reminded of waffles every day over here. The waffle cake is a really good cake because you can customize it. If you like blueberries on your pancake, you know, just you know, use some blue fondant and roll a little blue blueberry out of it instead of putting a strawberry on it like we suggest. You know, and we've poured chocolate syrup on there. You can pour on another kind of syrup if that's what you want. So feel free to be creative. You know, you don't have to follow every single design step that we recommend. They're just recommendations.
Now then, time is getting short. Anything we left out? We mentioned Valentine. Do you have something to add? And what other recipes and chapters should we not forget? Spaghetti and meatball, that's part of it?
Spaghetti and meatballs is a good one. I would say there's a lot of designs in there. They're not necessarily for an occasion either. There's one, a big platter of sushi, which is wonderful. If people like sushi, check that one out with the soy sauce pouring over it. There really is 45 designs in there, so there is always something for everybody. Unfortunately, the book's been such a hit, so it's available in everywhere that sells a book in North America will have this book, and major online retailers. So please,
do you have a website?
Go and get a copy.
You have a website, Francesca?
Yes, we do have a website. We have gravitycakes.com, but you can also check us out on Facebook at Gravity Cakes.
I want to thank you very much. Be well, and say hello to everyone in Manchester when you go back. and those great restaurants in New Orleans. And everyone have fun. Don't go away. Much more to come on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Heard for 2 hours each Sunday with your host, Pierre Wolf, on Biz.
Have you read the book?
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm so glad you, the national, international audience here on America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, now in its 29th year. Would you believe the show has been on that long? And I'm so glad that some of you have been with me all along. And we will find that number again for you to call. And if you feel you want to win a book, you can call a number right now. 870-330-4930 if you have anything to add. But let us welcome Robin Aspel.
Hi,
congratulations. My goodness, you're a busy gal. Great bowls of food. That's what we're going to talk about. Grain bowls, Buddha bowls, bread bowls, and more. And you are now in, is this your seventh book? Am I correct?
That's Robin? The eighth.
That's number eight already, huh?
Yes.
God, mention some of the previous books that were published. Are they still available, all your books?
Yes, some continue to sell really well. I wrote a book called Big Vegan, and I wrote a book called Juice It, about fresh juicing, and more recently I wrote Gluten-Free Pasta, and so I've got a whole bunch of different books on different topics.
What got you started? Let's go back to your childhood. Obviously, you're still not far away from there. You're a young lady. what promoted your wish to write books, to be an author, particularly cookbooks?
Sure. Well, my mother was and is a fantastic cook, and she taught me how to cook, and I cooked and especially baked beside her. And my father was a professor, and he loved to invite his students over who came from all over the world and have parties where people would bring food. And so eating was very important at our house, and I was just really excited about it.
Great. So you had some of the parties. Where did the people come from, the foreign students?
Oh, some of their friends were, I mean, he had a student who stayed with him for a few years who was from Sicily, and then we had friends who were who had Middle Eastern roots and Japanese and Chinese, so there was just all kinds of great food.
Did some of their culture rub off on you, Robin Aspel?
Yes, and I always thought it would be very exciting to travel, try lots of different food.
Absolutely. Now, speaking about travel, have you done so, and where have you been outside the U.S.?
Well, let's see. I've been to Spain, Italy, Germany, France, Jamaica, and Mexico. So,
while you were traveling, did this give you some ideas for the books you have written? So travel must have been a very influential factor.
Yes. I love traveling, and I am always very inspired by eating the authentic foods of different cultures, and so it's very energizing.
Now, what is the idea of great bowls of food? Is it
right,
bowl?
Well,
go ahead. Explain to the listeners.
Sure. Bowls have been a big trend in the dining world because people really like the flexibility and the ease with which you can eat a bowl. The idea is basically there's a base of grain, or if you want to, you can make it with cauliflower or vegetables, and then you top that with all the other elements of a meal. So everything, your protein, your vegetables, and then a tasty sauce, and you've got a very straightforward and delicious meal.
Now, you live in Minneapolis, right? Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Now, what type of food is popular in restaurants that you frequent? Would you tell the audience, please, the international audience of America's Dining and Travel Guide, Robin Usbell?
I'm kind of the person who likes to go to check out the latest Somali place, you know, the latest Korean place, Mexican, Chinese, Indonesian. So I like eating at those kinds of places, as well as, you know, there's a lot of kind of high-end restaurants that have, you know, kind of more American fare.
I'm sure. Are there some award-winning, outstanding places in where you would go for the upcoming Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day. Well, you know, I'll probably make my own dinner for Valentine's Day.
I see. You have your sweetheart and you take care of him, huh?
That's right. You know, I think cooking good food for people is one of the most loving things you can do.
Now, great bowls of food. Are these recipes fairly easy to produce at home?
They really are, and that's the idea. And you can make, say you can make the components of the bowl and put that in your refrigerator, and people can eat all week, whether it's one person eating alone or you can, you know, eat the whole meal together. It's all very flexible that way.
Now, you have written books, Gluten-Free Pasta, you already mentioned, and Big Vegan Food. Does your book contain any items other than vegetable and fruit? Are there any meat items in bowl cookery?
Absolutely. And, you know, because I'm just want to make everybody happy, I certainly understand that a lot of people do eat meat and fish, and so there's lots of meat and fish dishes in the book, but there are also options for, you know, swapping it out. So if you want to try, say, the barbecued chicken bowl, you could also do that with tofu if you're a vegetarian, or if you don't like tofu and something, you can do it with chicken.
Very good. Now, give an idea of the book as far as an overview is concerned. Could you do that, please, before
Sure.
we go into any detail?
Sure. Well, the book has an introduction with how to cook your grains, and also kind of a template for how to make your own bowls, how to improvise them, and then it's also got instructions for, you know, and nutrition information about the different grains and elements, and then there's a condiments and sauces section where you can just make toppings to improvise your own bowls, and then there's a breakfast and lunch and dinner and brothy bowls, which where it's broth poured over the grains, and then there's dessert bowls.
Very good. Now, grains seem to play an important role. Would you give an idea what your book contains as far as grains are concerned?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a big proponent of, you know, eating whole grain, and so I kind of tried to cover, you know, touch on all of them. There's, you know, wild rice and bulgur and quinoa and brown rice, and so lots of different kinds of grain.
Polenta, not to be forgotten, sweet potatoes, cauliflower rice, quite a number of wonderful grains.
Yes.
Now, as far as nuts and seeds are concerned, mention some of those that are in the book, would you please?
Sure. Well, that's a really great, you know, nuts and seeds are so good for you. So, yeah, there's lots of things like there's tahini dressings and sesame-based things and almonds and almond butter and nuts and peanut butter and walnuts and pecans. And so it's kind of a little bit of everything, hemp seeds, chia seeds, you know, because they're all just deliver such great healthy fats and fiber.
What about bowls themselves? Are there specific bowls that you recommend, Robin?
Put your mic up here.
I like to talk to people about, you know, selecting a bowl, finding a bowl that you find you're most comfortable with, and some of the bowls look better in a wide, flat bowl so you can spread more stuff on top And although you may like a deep bowl, so I like for people to sort of get sensual with it and pick something that feels good.
Now, fruit plays an important role. Speak about that as far as great bowl food is concerned and fruit.
Yeah, there's a lot of fruit in there as far as especially in the breakfast bowls and the dessert bowls. And so, yeah, fruit really is, you know, again, it's another wonderful element. And so when you're balancing all the flavors in your bowl, you know, fruit can be a nice hit of sweet and tart and crunch. And so it's just great fun to add chopped apple or some berries to a bowl.
Well, we'll talk more detail about Great Bowls of Food, a beautiful book by a lady, Robin Aspel, A-S-B-E-L. And we'll look at great bowls more right here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Your host, Pierre Wolf, along with Robin Aspel on Biz Talk Radio, each Sunday, 2 hours.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name.
I wish you well, all of you out there. You were busy yesterday, I'm sure, with a different topic, and we never discuss politics or religion here. We do America's Dining and Travel Guide. Just like the name of the show implies, those are the subjects we love to discuss. And today we got the one and only Robin Asbell, A-S-B-E-L. Robin, do you have a website?
I do. I'm at robinasbell.com, so it's R-O-B-N-A-S-B-E-L-L.com.
What would they find when they look at your website?
Well, I've got a blog where I post an article and a recipe every week, and I've got a whole list of all the publications I write for, all the articles I write, and all my books are up there, and also my events, classes I'm teaching and places I'm going
to
be.
Yeah, I meant to ask you, you are teaching what type of classes?
I teach a whole lot of classes. This month I've been teaching a lot of gnocchi classes, how to make handmade gnocchi. That's always popular in January in Minnesota. And I teach classes on bowls. I teach classes on all kinds of different things.
What country created gnocchi first, Robin?
Well, I'm going to say Italy, but, you know.
I would agree. So we inherited from all our immigrants all types of different foods, and they're featured in great bowls of food. What chapters have we not touched upon as we speak? The book, Great Bowls of Food, Robin Asbell. Go ahead, please.
Sure. Well, they're breakfast bowls, you know, and so you think of, well, I'll have a bowl of oatmeal, but that's kind of boring. So you can make all kinds of fantastic bowls where you cook up things like black or purple sticky rice or different kinds of mixed grains and make, say, a smoothie to put with them, or you can make polenta and put some pesto eggs and kale on that. That's a really fun recipe. Savory porridges with grilled sausages, scrambled eggs, and steamed kale, because sometimes you don't have to have your greens be so sweet either.
You know, you have a recipe that sounds interesting. Sardine sushi bowl with mango, cucumbers, and pickled ginger. Is that to be recommended?
Yeah, that's a fun one. I really am very interested in, you know, Japanese-style food. There's also one for a matcha tea rice with sliced melon, pickled ginger, and lox. So some with fish.
What about fish recipes?
Yeah, there are a bunch of fish recipes. There's one where it's a bowl that's kind of loosely based on a fish taco, where you take strips of salmon and put a lime chili topping on there and bake that and put that on there with all the ingredients that would be in a fish taco, and some different kinds of fun fish recipes. And like I say, everything's pretty flexible, where if you want to, you could...
Poached scallops.
Yeah, that's a delicious
veggie
one.
Veggie broth, wheat noodles. What about mussels? Do you ever feature those?
Well, I don't have any in here, you know, but if you wanted to try that, that would certainly be good in that with the scallop instead of the scallops.
What would be appropriate for upcoming Valentine's Day out of the book Great Bowls of Food by Robin Aspell?
Well, that lemongrass scallop bowl sounds pretty good. And the, gosh, which one would I do? You know what people just love so much is I have a black rice banh mi bowl with quick pickle veggies and five spice seitan or chicken. And people just love the banh mi because it's got, you know, sweet, sour, hot, salty. It's kind of got everything with crunch. And that's kind of sexy, actually, when you think about having all kinds of flavors and textures in one meal, and
that's what
it's
need,
light.
A little sexy food for Valentine's Day. That's very appropriate. What fruit do you use in some of the bowl cookery?
Sure. Well, I'm very fond of using mango in different recipes. It has sort of a tropical flair. And, of course, I've got a creamy pistachio oats with cherries and shaved chocolate. That's a dessert bowl. And I've got a banana pudding and red rice trifle. And there's lots of different little strawberries with lemony cheesecake sauce on some creamy oats. So it's very fun using fruit with your bowls.
What about garnishes like almonds and nuts? Are they also featured in a book called Great Bowls of Food?
Yes, and it's important to have garnishes, whether it's something like that, like a little few crunchy nuts or a little bit of granola or a few strips of lemon zest, or in some of the savory bowls, something like a little bit of sauerkraut or kimchi or even some crumbled seaweed, so that you can get, you know, just that one extra little bit of texture and flavor.
What about desserts? Anything that fits that category?
Yeah, there's a whole chapter of dessert rice, of dessert bowls. There's a sweet purple rice with pineapple and crushed cashews. It's sort of Thai inspired. It's got some coconut milk in it. And there's one where I mix cocoa and goat cheese and then make that into little balls and put it on top of some honey cinnamon farro with crunchy walnuts on top.
Do your recipes require quite a bit of preparation and time?
Not really. I mean, some of the greens take a little longer than others, although some of them are quite quick. But aside from that, you're not really paying attention while the farro cooks, right? You can do other things. But most of them are very quick. That was sort of the idea.
What is a Mediterranean party bowl all about?
Sure, that's one where I kind of put together a bunch of different elements. It's made with frika, which is an ancient kind of wheat that's made from toasted green wheat. It's very tasty. It's got kind of a smoky flavor. And so I put a bed of that down, and then it has dates and all kinds of different vegetables with a Mediterranean flair. So it's really got a lot of different tastes going on.
I wish you well, because we're nearing the end of the first hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide. Do you have closing comments, Robin Aspell?
Just that I think the bowl trend is a beautiful thing, and it gives people a moment to sit and savor life and eat healthfully, and especially this time of year, people are kind of trying to get past the holidays and get back on track, and great bowls of food is one way to do it.
I wish you well, you and yours, and when you write, are you working on a new book?
Hopefully there's one in process.
So whenever you do, get in touch, Robin Aspell. Love to have you back. I want to wish you a happy new year and have a great...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.